However, Quranic verses also underscore that peace, not violence and warfare, is the norm. Permission to fight the enemy is balanced by a strong mandate for making peace. If your enemy inclines toward peace, then you too should seek peace and put your trust in God. Chapter 8, verse 61. And had Allah wished, He would have made them dominate you. And so if they leave you alone and do not fight you and offer you peace, then Allah allows you no way against them. Chapter 4, verse 90. From the earliest times, it was forbidden in Islam to kill non-combatants, to kill women, children, monks, rabbis, who were given the promise of immunity unless they took part in the fighting. But now let us deal with a very contentious issue, and indeed one that is raised today, the so-called sword verses. What of these verses, sometimes referred to as the sword verses, that call for the killing of unbelievers? Such as, when the sacred months have passed, slay the idolaters wherever you find them, and take them and confine them, and lie in wait for them at every place in ambush. Chapter 9, verse 5, a verse aimed at the Meccans that the Muslims were fighting. This is one of a number of Quranic verses that are cited by critics to demonstrate the inherently violent nature of Islam and its scripture. These same verses have also been selectively used or abused by religious extremists to develop a theology of hate and intolerance and to legitimate unconditional warfare against unbelievers. And by unbelievers, they mean other Muslims who don't believe the way they do, as well as non-Muslims. During the period of imperial Islam, of expansion and conquest, many of the ulama, the religious scholars, enjoying royal patronage, provided a rationale for caliphs to pursue their imperial dreams and extend the boundaries of their empires. As a result, they maintained that the sword verses, these later verses, abrogated or overrode the earlier Quranic verses that limited jihad to defensive war. In fact, however, the full intent of these verses is better understood when we read the subsequent verse. When the sacred months have passed, slay the idolaters wherever you find them, is missed or distorted when quoted in isolation, for it is followed and qualified by, but if they repent and fulfill their devotional obligations and pay the zakat, the charitable tax or alms tax, then let them go their way. God is forgiving and kind. Chapter 9, verse 5. The same is true of another often quoted verse today. Fight those who believe not in God nor the last day, nor hold that forbidden which hath been forbidden by God and his apostle, nor hold the religion of truth, even if they are, of the people of the book. This is often quoted or cited without the line that follows, which is, until they pay the tax with willing submission. Chapter 9, verse 29. Throughout history, past and present, the Quran, like the scriptures of Judaism and Christianity, has been the sacred source book to which believers in every age look for inspiration and guidance. As we shall see throughout this course, because it is interpreted by human beings in diverse historical and social contexts, the Word of God has yielded multiple and diverse meanings, doctrines, and practices. We shall see in later classes dealing particularly with the rise of Islamic revivalism, the resurgence of Islam, the extent to which there is indeed today a struggle, in many ways, a struggle for the soul of Islam over the interpretation and application of Islam in contemporary society and politics.